The title of this mini-podcast is, I'm Smarter Than You. Have you ever said, I'm smarter than him or her? I know I have. But I miss something by issuing that superior statement, that person's level of knowledge about something. If we grade our smartness versus theirs on our grades, we may have a case. We can compare report cards, GPAs, IQ scores, and the like, and have those measuring sticks settle the argument. But bragging about those bragging rights discounts another's knowledge. All people are knowledgeable about something, and that knowledge may be their ticket to success. It may be knowledge we don't own, even though we're smarter than them. How many dumb plumbers have you met? Their IQ scores aren't what they use to keep your bathroom from getting all wet. Knowledgeable is their main skill set. As a society, I think we put too much of a premium on smarts and get high and mighty when someone doesn't know about the ancient Greek goddess Aphrodite. Don't get me wrong, I love being around smart people. I always learn something, even if it's only a new vocabulary word. But it's mainly knowledgeable people who know how to get the ideas of smart people to work. Reminds me of a story. I had an uncle who was smart and knowledgeable. Someone came to the company he worked for with the idea of a snap tab for soda cans. This person had a smart idea, but lacked the know-how to make it a reality. My uncle designed the machine for the snap tab. We miss a lot when we don't honor the specific knowledge that most people possess. Hey, it may be that savvy that cleans up your mess. The next time you're about to tout your smartness and put it out there on display, you may want to take a pause and let a knowledgeable person have their say, because it's probably them who's going to save the day. All the best, John.